And that red on-air light means I'm on air. Anyway, this is Saki Bamagogo, show 125. My name's Mao, and this is the show here to bring you all kinds of crazy punk and garage and other Japanese, Korean, Asian music. It's all good stuff, my friends. All good stuff. Here's some now.
Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
Let's go. your charming form, so I could find you out. When the time has come, when the time has come, when the time has come, oh yeah.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Ah, yes, that, my friends, was off of the Japan Night sound sampler. I played Okamoto's Run, Run, Run and Insane Man, and then Omodaka's, Kyoto Inzine, Kyoto Exine, Kyoto Exine, I don't know, something, track 9, and then the Plum Song. Yeesh, I should have practiced that. It's like K-Y-O-T-O, Kyoto, E-I-Z-I-N-C, Kyoto Inzink. Probably that. That sounds about right. I always love hearing that stuff. That was Benton Records. Audrey Benton, friend of the show, is always has a Japan night that tours the country. Not this year, sadly. They were part of SWSX and they had to cancel out. That usually kicks it off, or at least ropes in with the rest of their tours. And she brings all kinds of really incredible bands from Japan. Maybe next year, maybe 2021 will be a little better for all of us involved. We can only hope.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
Yeah.
つなるつなる君への想い、何をしてる何を考えるみたいみたい、心の中揺れる震える溢れるエモーション君な君な夢中になる、僕が入る隙間探してもその他大勢にまた埋もれて痛む痛むおかしくなる忘れよう
I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number 3.
It was Anarchy Stone. I played Cherry Sky, Chinatown, K.O., and Our World. Man, good stuff. They are one of those great, great bands. They have lots of music videos out there. Make sure you're going out and checking that out. Did anyone see the Sega Micros announced that they're coming out with? Sega? Oh, come on, Sega. You know, it's funny because I want to give Sega my money, but they just won't let me. They have they released these, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because the craze is all the minis, like the Nintendo Mini and the NES and the Famicoms, and then PlayStation came out with one that was not so well received, and then Sega Genesis had, and this is basically a little piece of plastic, and you plug it into the TV, it's an HDMI out, and it's nostalgia-based. They have 20 or 30 games that you remember fondly, and then when you plug it in, you're like, yeah, I do remember this. Usually you remember it a little bit better than it was. So then Sega was like, oh, big announcement coming up. And everyone's like, yay, we love big announcements, especially during locked in house time. And then they came out and it was like, oh, look, we're going to have 4 game, Game Gear Micros. And you're like, okay, I guess. And then each one of them is going to have 4 games on it, but the screen is 1.5 inches by 1.5 inches. And I go, wait, what? I can't see that. I can't read. And then they're like, and each one will be $50. And I'm like, wait, what? And then I said, no, I don't think so. And I was ready to give them some money. You know, I'm gearing up to send some money to one of my exchange students who's living back in Japan, married. You know, we're close with him. And I'm just going to send her some money and just say, hey, get me a Japanese Sega Saturn and as many games as you can, and keep a couple bucks for you for the hassle, and ship them back, you know. Because I know the Sega Saturn was not a big thing in America, but in Japan there's a lot of games for it. So I'm making the move to get into one, you know, because I love retro gaming. I do like it quite a bit, but I can't get on board with that. Those micros, My eyesight's already bad from a Switch and the phone and computers. I'm like, no thanks. Maybe next time, Sega. Come on, man. Use your head. Here's some tunes. I think let's go. We all know. You know, I know. Anyone that's listened to this show knows it's time for the one, the only, the 5678s.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
Yeah! Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And all is right with the world. That was the 5678s off of their Bomb the Twist album. I played Bomb the Twist, Three Cool Chicks, Woohoo, and Dream Boy. Don't worry. They'll be back next week as long as I'm back next week. And, you know, between you and me, RadioSt.Pete.com corporate hasn't figured out how to cut me out of the equation yet. They're trying, but I keep ducking and weaving. I'm like Mike Tyson. I'm not at all like Mike Tyson. I wish I was. Well, maybe not. I digress. Have you seen his videos lately? He's looking pretty tough. I always liked him, but I do think the terrain of his membrane might be a bit insane, if you know what I'm saying. But I do dig the man. He's a cool cat. I had a whole thing about cancer funding that I was going to go into, but I'm going to save that for next week, I think, because that's a little bit more of a discussion than we have left for tonight. I will say I have been pretty silent about what's been going on. I've been on this earth quite a long time, as you know, and that's take that for what you will. And I've been through a lot of different things, a lot of different times of turmoil in our society and this and that and the other thing. And I will say I've learned over the years sometimes it's better to just shut up. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm not I fear that anything I would say would be taken wrong, which is bad, because I would hope that people that do know me would know my sensibilities, but you can't go that way, you know. This is the part. Now, first there's the protests, first there's the things that happened, first there's the tragedy that caused it all. And then it kind of falls, it's the same thing. A couple of people speak out wrongly, and then they crash and burn, or they quickly apologize, a la Drew Brees. And then everything kind of is so shaken up, and there's so many emotions involved, nobody listens to words. It's just blah. So, if you're listening, I don't know why you would tune into my voice for opinions. If you're listening about that, not going to hear it. I have many, many, many thoughts, opinions, which I hope are grounded in logic and care for all humankind. But you know what? I just I'm keeping them to myself. Instead, I will just play righteous music for you and me and the world. Let's all come together with some righteous music. And I think nothing really encompasses coming together as a society as the bat. So we're going to play the bat. Everyone in the world except for Promy, apparently. But I digress. A kid Promy, because he doesn't listen. So here is the bat. Thanks for listening. I will see you all next week. Same the bat time, same the bat channel. Crossovers, everyone.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
Oh! You're
talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
We'll be right back. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.